Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning. How are you? You are now at the round table with Dr. Bessie and her co-host. And welcome to another beautiful Saturday morning. I heard that it's a little interesting weather-wise throughout the U.S. and around the world. More interesting weather going on. We're so fortunate to be blessed in South Florida to have beautiful weather 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Every once in a while, we have a hiccup and have a hurricane, but basically good weather. But the main thing is that we are alive. We have another opportunity to serve the Father today. And with that being said, we just want to say, Father God, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we certainly honor you, your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for being patient with us, even though we are little kids and we have a tantrum every once in a while. We thank you for being the loving Father that you are. And Father God, I ask that you bless mothers and daughters around the world, bless their relationship, that they become models for the next generation, creating stronger and healthier families. Bless the Father and Son, who is also passed through the mother. So the mother has a great role. Her role is an influential role to influence both the son and the daughter, which creates another mother and another father, another brother, another sister. And we thank you for it. Thank you for your love and your care, for our health, our strength, and our prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today is an interesting Saturday morning, Easter weekend. This is the day everybody's going to get their hair done, nails done, and buying those dresses and shoes and the hats and the gloves and is dressing up, going out to celebrate Resurrection weekend. So if you're out there buying and getting excited, remember the celebration. And remember, it's not about things. It's about Christ, his sacrifice for all of us, that we could have a better life. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. I'd like for you to text your friends, your mother and daughter friends, and fathers and sons. We have gentlemen that are listening in at the program. They say to me that we want to know how to communicate with our wives and our daughters, our daughter-in-laws. So when we sit back and listen to your program, we hear the conversation, and they also are learning how to communicate through this particular program, mothers and daughters, and being able to bond with their daughters from conversations that they're hearing. So don't think for a moment it's just mothers and daughters. We have a whole group of men out there that listen, and I truly appreciate that. Text your friends at 347 347-539-5078 to listen to the program. That's 347-539-5078 to listen. And if they decide they want to share their story, they can click one at any time, and it will prompt me when I get to the switchboard. As I always say, get your pen and paper and your favorite drink and sit back and relax and join the conversation. Just while you're listening, something should just pop up in your head and should have an aha moment. And wow, write it down. Write it down, because if you don't write it down, at the end of the show, you'll say to yourself, what was that that she said? What was it? Golly, I can't quite remember it. So much is going to be said today in conversations. You know how they go. And everybody's saying what they feel at the moment, and you may get it mixed up. So just write it down so you can go back and put it into your memory, think about it, and ask God for wisdom on it and understanding. Our stimulating topic this morning is being relentless in your mother and daughter relationship. Being relentless in your mother and daughter relationship. Now, that's a big word within itself, and we're going to break that down and talk about that today. How to be relentless and why should we be relentless in our mother and daughter relationship. Okay. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at drbessie, the number one, at gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. There's a lot of things going on here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center. So many things that it's just like it's unbelievable to just talk about them, because they're always just, it's just like a lot of things on the plate, and you're sitting and you're waiting and knowing that God has a plan and everything is ready to go. You know, you're packed up, you're ready, the car is washed and everything is packed inside of the car, but you need the gas so that you can drive where you need to go. So that's kind of where we are. We're just waiting on God for the resources to help us develop the ideas and the plans. They're right at the starting gate. We're ready to go. So, you know, if you feel in your heart that you want to make a contribution to what we're doing, you want to be a part of this ministry and be a partner with us, by all means, email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. The programs that we have, we are working with a group of ladies. It's about 30 or 40 of them that's in substance abuse centers. And we have about 256 women that are in the work release program, women that have served their time in prison, and now they're in the work release part of it and are getting ready to leave and looking for jobs. So if you have, you know, desire to be a partner with us, to help educate them, by all means, give me a call or go to our website, www.mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org, and click on the donation button. All right. With that being said, I need you just to hold on just one moment, and I'll be right back. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, my God.
You've been off the air this whole time.
Oh, my God. I mashed the mute button, and I did the whole show with I am so sorry. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, I was talking about being relentless. I'm not going to even give the enemy any play on this. Relentless and fighting for your mother and daughter relationship and just knowing that you can't give up. You cannot give up. And that God gave you that daughter for a reason. And also that you were chosen, especially by God, to be a mother. So that's kind of what my take was. And I apologize to the audience out there. Somehow or another, the mute button was on.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm
I know here. It's hard for you to catch. I know it's hard for you to catch on to what I'm saying if you missed that part and everybody else did. I don't know what else to say except for that's what we're talking about, being relentless, the fighter for your child and your relationship with your daughter or your children. And I kind of spilled on the fact that with my grandson, you know, how I had a conversation with him this past weekend. The Spirit told me to just have a conversation with him, and I was teaching him some of the things that I was taught the week prior to, and that is how to be relentless in your relationship with God and how to fight for it, know that whatever God says, that it is the truth, and just believe it. So my conversation with him as I pulled him off from all the friends was that whatever it is that you're going through, know that you have the Holy Spirit with you and that he will lead and guide you. Remember to ask for help when you need it. So that's kind of my take, and we'll see what do you think about that.
Well, my take is being a mom and being a position, we are our children's biggest advocate. And so, therefore, we must be relentless when it comes to advocating not only for our children, not only be in a relationship with God so we can do and be the best mom that we can be, but we must, as you were teaching your grandson, we must have that same spirit of relentlessness when it comes to asking for help from our parents, asking for help from the parent of all parents, who is God our Father. And so when we neglect to teach our children and to be relentless ourselves, how can we teach our children to be relentless? And as a mom myself, I have taught my children not to settle in life, because you do have a Heavenly Father who will help you in all things, so you don't have to settle in life. And I'm sure, I don't know where you were going with your conversation with your grandson, but I know that I know, being a mother, you must be relentless in your motherhood, because anything else is unacceptable. And I don't care how old your children are or your grandchildren are, we have a responsibility to teach them to be relentless in this thing called life. Can you hear me, Dr. Fletcher?
Okay, I tell you, this has been an interesting day today, you know, and undoubtedly, negative forces don't want this message to get out, but we'll do it if I have to do it again next week. Are you there, Cynthia?
I'm here now. You were off again, but now we're on.
Yeah, thank you, Frida. Frida just texted me. That's all I was saying. You know, text me if you didn't hear me. But anyway, you were saying that we do have to fight for our children. I have to stand in one spot here. But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Yeah, and we must not only fight for our children, but we, as you were teaching your grandson, we must teach our children to be relentless in this thing called life. And when they can't come to us, they must go to the Father. They must be relentless in trusting and believing that he is the Father and that he knows best, but also knowing that your parents do know best for them oftentimes. Now, we don't always know the best, Dr. Fletcher, but in most cases, when you have been a relentless parent from the beginning, you pretty much can give some advice when it comes to them seeking wisdom and knowledge. And that's our responsibility. We can give them a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of things, but our responsibility as a parent, how I see it, is to teach them that they can trust beyond themselves to do this thing called life. And without that piece, Dr. Fletcher, our children, they really miss the lesson. And we miss the lesson when we don't teach them to really trust in something beyond ourselves and to trust in God.
Okay. Frieda or Evangelist Davis, would you all like to comment on this topic? You do click one.
How, and one more thing, Dr. Fletcher, if you don't mind, how can we teach our children to be relentless when we aren't or when we neglect to be relentless?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know our time is short and it's a crazy kind of show, but let me click on someone else and I'll talk back with you. Thank you for sharing,
too.
Thank you
so much. You're very welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Alrighty. Good morning, Frieda.
Well, good morning, everyone. I actually just heard the last 3 minutes.
Excuse me?
I only heard 3 minutes of the program. It was silent all that time.
Okay. What did you have? Do you have any comments on what we were talking about? Right quick. We have
I just heard a little bit about relentless, and I know you said if I had a comment, but I was just praising God that I was able to to hear just a small segment of it. I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. And I apologize to the audience and the connection. I don't know what it is. It's been bad all morning, and things have been happening. We're talking about, you know, being relentless, and I'm going to go over this again next week just to make sure that we covered it. It was absolute. The Holy Spirit shared some wonderful things, and I'm, like, blown away that it was not true. But we're talking about, you know, being relentless in your mother and daughter relationship and how you have to fight for that relationship and never give up, and nothing should come between you and your mother. And if it does, then you must move quickly to make sure that is taken care of and not let time come between it, because when time comes in, the conversations start and Satan gets an opportunity to wear down the person's intellect and with his negative thoughts, mm-hmm. and then you're fighting a battle. So what we're talking about
right.
before the Lord put in my heart is that mothers have to be relentless because they was the chosen one. And everyone that's born is born through a mother. There's no other way to come on this earth as a human being except for a mother. So mothers are a very powerful influence to the entire family because mothers bring forth the daughter and the son, which become mothers and which become fathers, which become sisters and brothers. So that's the kind of quick take on what I was teaching on this today.
Okay. I wanted to just ask you a question. This is just maybe for, it might be a parent, a mother that may be on the line, and I know we're talking about relentless, but maybe there's a parent that really just life it's within itself that she's in a battle, and maybe she needs the parenting skills and just the tools to be relentless. Because I know we can say we have to fight, you know, that's the, for the mother's role, but is it possible that maybe next week or you can expound on maybe just giving parents just some key nuggets certain things they can be able to do to start implementing that they can be able to be relentless.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I did earlier. That's the part that you all missed. I have those nuggets, and I'll go back over them next week. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, being persistent, unyielding, insisting, uncompromising. You know, and then I went through and explained how those things work in the relationship. So what I'll do is repeat those things next week and go in a little bit more detail. Because you're right, I was giving some things that how to be persistent, and it's not that you have to be bossy to your daughter or your mother. You don't have to be right all the time. You know, persistent means persistent in within yourself and determined that I'm going to do whatever's necessary to make sure that I have a relationship with my mother or my daughter. And
absolutely.
You start at a point and then you build there. You have to be persistent within yourself because you can't do anything with someone else. You know, that's their life, their choices. But what you do, if you're calling and you're texting and you're communicating, eventually that wall is going to be weakened and that wall will start crumbling and that wall will fall down. Eventually, they won't be able to take the pressure because you're going to send so much love and so much unforgiveness and so much honor to that person, the mother or the daughter, that eventually they can't do anything but just melt to some degree. And there's your break. You have that honest conversation. You get the breakthrough. And then you start billing all over again. It's okay to start all over again.
Yes.
So that's kind of my take on it for today. So next week I'll come back with that. I think I have someone else that wants to talk this morning, and I thank you for coming on. I thank you for wanting to be a part of the roundtable. I appreciate it, and I apologize for not giving you, for you not hearing the message this morning, because you always have wonderful things to say, so I look forward to your next week, okay?
Yes, praise God. Thank you for you.
All right. Unless you got something else to say? You good?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to just explain when you that I wanted to participate, but I just wasn't able to hear. But yeah, next week I can be able to. Okay.
Yeah, I understand, and I apologize. It went out, so it's been an interesting show today. But when you're dealing with technology, you know what I mean. Sometimes it's interesting.
I was praying
and
that
I tell people,
it would come.
I got hang up. I just
told you. All right. Well,
thank you.
I'm enjoying the show. You all, God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Frida.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. We got Evangelist Davis. How are you?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Bessie. Yes, this is Evangelist Davis from Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, I could tell from the short piece that I got that it was a very interesting topic, and I know that you hit every spot of how a parent can be relentless and be persistent, and it is very important to do that. And as I'm learning now, after being under you for a few years, as I'm learning now, everything is like falling into place, like with me and my daughter and my granddaughter. And if anything that, you know, if you have a problem, handle it right then. Be persistent, you know. Don't let it go, because Satan will get in and turn it, and it'll be years. It'll be a decade before you get back together. And not only that, with, you know, mother and daughter relationship, also with my sister. You know, I had a sister that I always say I haven't talked to, you know, for over 20 years. And when I went and I heard her preach for the first time, we stand up there and we went back to like we was children. So I'm saying little things could get in between. That's why you have to be persistent. You have to be relentless. You have to, you know, have God in you. You have to stay prayed up. And you have to fast and pray. And I do recommend your book, and I keep telling people over and over, The Dream Recipe. I do recommend that book. That was one of the books that I read of yours, and I love that book, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to reread it, because this have a lot to do with what you say. And I just want to say this. Now, next week, we know exactly what the program is going to be on. So I'm going to go and I'm going to research. So I'm going to have more to, you know, to say. So I know it's going to be on relentless and persistent. And I'm just saying to you, if we could get a little bit of what is going to be the next week, if you know, so we could go do our research, that would be a lot. That would be a lot better for us, too. And I just say thank you. And I'm looking forward to next week.
Okay, I would love to say I could tell you what it's going to be, but I don't get it till Saturday morning. I don't get it myself to the last minute. I guess the Holy Spirit does that so that I don't go adding something to it. So if that's the way it's been for 5 years, that's the way he does it. So on Saturday morning we get up, and it's not to prepare for it. It's to come from what the Holy Spirit show you in your heart during the conversation. So I don't always have it before then. Next week we'll know what it is, unless the Holy Spirit tell me something else. If the Holy Spirit says something else, then that's what I have to go through. So I'm always led,
yes.
And I don't even know. All right, there, baby. I love you guys. Take care. And this was an interesting show, but somebody heard something that made a difference in their life. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Have a blessed week. Be relentless. Bye-bye.